Good to see you all here this morning. You can turn with me to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. I guess I'll make a confession. When I opened my Sunday school book and I saw this last night, I kind of said, oh boy. I guess I feel like, I'll be real honest with you, I feel like I spent my whole life talking about this and never did it, if you know what I mean. I'm not much of a planner, and if somebody comes up with a good idea, let's talk about it for about 2 minutes and then do it, and if it's a bad idea, I don't want to talk about it anymore, we'll forget about it. And this thing of witnessing and outreach and evangelism, I sort of feel like for myself, I don't know, I don't know if the rest of you ever felt, maybe this is unique to me, I don't know, but I feel sometimes like we've circled the wagons on this one forever, and then I, you know, circle the wagons again this morning for Sunday school and go to work tomorrow, and nothing changes, you know, it's like, so, all right. I'm praying something will change. Or maybe my perspective on it needs, I don't know. Anyways, Mark chapter 6, verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place, but many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Two things stand out to me there in those verses. When Jesus saw the large crowd, he had compassion. And honestly, for myself, a lot of times in a day, I don't think I come close to that kind of compassion, you know. It's just a bunch of people out there, and I'm closer to like who cares than compassion. Jesus and his disciples were trying to get a little vacation. These people were, there was such a crowd that they didn't even have any time to eat, and finally they're like, all right, we need a break. So they were going to get a break, and when they got to where they were going to take a break, here was this crowd of people, and Jesus says they were like a sheep without a shepherd. I'm on the lookout for people that look like they're a sheep without a shepherd, because those are people that can be reached out to. They had a big crowd of them here. I don't know where the big crowd is. Maybe there'll be a big crowd tomorrow. I want to tell you a story about a man I met several years ago. I think Dad first bumped into him at the hardware store, and he had this clunky old Ford pickup, and on the bug shield in really big letters it said, like it was like this long, it said Jesus is Lord. And Dad commented to him about this on his truck, and he said, oh, you're a believer too. And they talked just a little bit, I don't know how much, I don't think very much, and they exchanged phone numbers. This guy was a general contractor, and we started doing masonry work for him. And I think it was the first job, the first morning, like, we don't know this guy very well at all. He comes, makes sure we know what we're doing and stuff, and I distinctly remember it. He's climbing in his truck, and he like didn't care if the whole town of Rising Sun heard him. He kind of hollered, "Hey, now you guys be in prayer this morning. I'm going down here to this prison, and we're going to sing and dance, and then I'm going to preach." And we kind of were like, "Oh my word!" we're not used to, you know. Little head scratching there, we're going to sing and dance, and then I'm going to preach, he said. And he was all excited. And we worked for that guy regularly for years. And I remember so many conversations with him about spiritual things, because I'm used to people liking to talk about football, I guess, today, and whatever else. We talked about spiritual things just because he liked to. I mean, that was like his favorite topic. And we talked about like pacifism and non-resistance and all kinds of funny things, because he didn't know anything about Mennonites, and I don't even remember what he was. He was a Christian. You know, that was his, that was the forefront of he had it on the front of his truck. I was doing a job one time for him, and I think the people that we were working for went to his church maybe. This little boy came out, maybe about 10 or 12 years old, and he was talking to me a little bit, and then this little boy says, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I didn't think Tom would ever hire anybody that's not a Christian." Let's pray. Dear Father, we invite your Spirit and power to be in our midst this morning, and that you would show us new truths, new motivations to share about you, and that you would make us excited this morning to be one of your children. In Jesus' name, amen.